you're not registered to vote, but you're so deeply involved in politics, why do you not exercise your right to vote that other countries and people would love to be able to
do? I totally agree with you. My wife is an immigrant. She votes and she likes to vote. I worked as a precinct worker in Boston before I moved to Fresno, California. Highly recommend Fresno. You can come out and join me. We can go, you know, have some, do that kind of thing. But it's a very serious question. I would just basically put it this way. I love my country. I'm involved in the political process. One of the reasons I don't vote is I've had a number of death threats against me, saying that people would literally cut my head off. Like, literally. Like, you know? I was told by a law enforcement contact when I did some work with the FBI that I should do as much as possible. So I live in a gated community. I have a gun in every room of my house. And my wife has a different maiden name. So I should do as much as possible to avoid detection. And so that's a big reason I don't vote. Now, have I voted? I have voted in the past. I did vote in the last election because I was going to move to where I live now. I did vote for Leland Yee, the Democrat who was gun running, just because it was funny. But generally speaking, I'm very supportive of the right to vote. But I don't think when we live in a country where people steal elections and where there's such corruption in how choices are formed, that we all have comparative advantages that we have to make. And I intend to go after corrupt Republicans, as I have with Thad Cochran, as I will with others. I'm not...